Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey A to Z listeners, this is Jack here. And if you would like to become an exclusive subscriber to the show, you can hit the link in the description, and that will take you to our Red Circle page, where for $1.99 a month, you will get access to an extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. And be careful, don't hit that donation button if you want to become an exclusive subscriber, because the donation button is just a one-time donation. However, the exclusive subscriber button will give you access to the extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. So make sure you hit that exclusive subscriber button if you want access to the extra episodes. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today we're doing another topic talk episode. And this one is how to use music in language learning. And because I think music can be a real interesting way to, you know, improve your English. So the first one I have here is listen actively. And what that means is start by listening to songs and trying to understand the lyrics. Look up the lyrics online, read along while listening, and translate unfamiliar words and phrases. And then you can repeat and even sing along with the song. And I've seen Korean students sing English songs in like almost perfect intonation just because they practiced so much. And they can sing a song in English, and it sounds wonderful. It just sounds wonderful. So what do you think about that? Listening actively.
I think it really helps because you're doing a lot of things there. One, you're memorizing lyrics. Another thing that you're doing is that you're perfecting your accent and your pronunciation. You're working on your listening skills, and you're retaining information about the meaning of the lyrics, and you're doing all of these things at the same time, which obviously is a huge benefit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Now, number two is kind of related to number one. This one is analyze the lyrics. And so it's like break down the song line by line and try to identify patterns of like grammar, verb tense, idiomatic expressions, and things like that. I think that can be actually quite enjoyable because you'll get even more out of the song. You know, you might like the melody of the song, but not understand the lyrics. But if you sit down and just break down the lyrics and try to understand exactly what they mean, and, you know, there's going to be a lot of idiom, a lot of poetry, a lot of rhyme in there. And I think that might open some doors. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it really helps because lyrics are fairly poetic in their language. We use a lot of figurative language in lyrics. And I think that it really gets your gears working on decoding language and working through some of those idioms that you might have heard, working through some just figurative language in general, things like comparisons or symbols inside lyrics. All of those things really help you think about English and language on a higher level.
Okay. Yeah, I totally agree. And number three, we've got four, so there's two more. Number three is use music videos, because being able to see the video, and I think part of it just looking at their lips, you know, as they're speaking, seeing the mouth and the articulation is good. But also the context. Because many music videos are often storytelling. It's video, it's visual storytelling with a musical soundtrack to go with it. And
Right.
how do you feel about that? Like, and using subtitles as well with the music videos.
I think that's really interesting. I think you can also try doing it without subtitles at first and just seeing how much you understand of what's going on and just switching back and forth. Don't be afraid to jump into something without subtitles and just try to see how much of it you can gather on your own, just through context and through what you already know. And yeah, I think watching music videos, I really liked your point about looking at the lips and the enunciation and the pronunciation and everything. That's one of my biggest tips for language learning. And when people ask me how I like mimic pronunciation, I've always
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Made a key point of looking at people's mouths when they talk another language, and you see the difference. For example, in English, our mouths are a lot more closed, and we use a lot of kind of guttural sounds, like all the way from the back of our throat. But in Spanish, you open your mouth a lot more when you talk to make the vowels like bigger.
Yeah.
And then in Korean, I noticed people using a lot of their nose when they spoke.
Oh,
to
more
make
nasal
certain
sounds.
noises.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of nasal, like N noises and kind of G noises with their nose. So,
Yeah. That's interesting. That's interesting. Yeah. I think music videos is a good way, especially if you've already analyzed the lyrics. And here's another thing I that just kind of occurred to me is a lot of song music is a good way to do it, because a song is something you, if you find a song that really kind of that
like.
you really enjoy, yeah, you can listen to it multiple times. Like listening to a lecture, some kind of like audio recording from a book is going to get so boring after the third or fourth time. But a song, you could listen to it 100
Right.
times, and you still enjoy
you
it.
listen to it every day for a year.
Right, right.
Honestly.
Right. Well, I'm one of those people that when I find a song that I love, I beat it into the ground. I'll listen to it over and over and over again until the point where I basically can't listen to it anymore, which is, I don't know what that says about me. It's a very odd thing.
A lot of people are like that. It's kind of like a hit of good emotion.
Yeah, it's like a dopamine.
When you're listening to a drug. I mean, sorry,
yeah.
When you're listening to a song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a drug hit, dopamine hit, whatever. So I have no experience, I swear, but I just remember when I was in college, we were taking a course on music, and I remember that there was a study that said that it can be more powerful. The what goes on in your brain chemically when you hear a song that you really like can be more powerful than drugs. And I remember that really stuck with me. So,
yeah, sure, sure. Well, I mean,
yeah,
it makes sense, right?
Can,
I mean, there's adrenaline, dopamine, and things like that that occurs naturally through, like, you go skydiving or bungee jumping. That has a feel of like a drug feeling. So, yeah, that you're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. Our last one is explore different genres. Listen to a wide variety of music genres to expose yourself to different vocabulary and expressions. Each genre might have its own slang and cultural references. I think that's interesting.
I like that. Yeah, it kind of went similar to what I talked about with the articles or what we talked about with the articles earlier. Yeah, I think really diversifying the content that not only what you watch on YouTube and through YouTube channels or what you read in articles, but also the kind of genres of music you listen to and even the genres of things that you watch on Netflix. You could watch a show like a horror movie, a comedy, a stand-up comedy, a documentary, and just vary it by night, and you'll acquire a lot of information and new vocabulary that will really help you overcome those plateaus and keep
Yeah,
you interested also.
if you want to learn a lot of vocabulary about heartbreak, listen to country music, you
Right.
know? If you want to hear romantic vocabulary, listen to a lot of R&B, you know, a lot of love
Right.
songs. So, yeah, it'll expose you to different things. Well, those are our four big ones.
All right, listeners, if you like that, make sure to leave a comment down below letting us know which tips you're going to be using and shoot us an email at A to Z English Podcast at gmail.com. Leave us a comment at A to Z English Podcast.com and make sure to join the WeChat and WhatsApp group so you can join Jack and I in conversation. And again, if you have $1.99 to spare, we really appreciate you guys joining our exclusive podcast content. We really, really appreciate the support so far from all our listeners. It's really helped us so far be able to make and think new content for you guys. And we will see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.